or go to their website at nexgenwindowsanddoors.com. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, the Thursday program for the Olive Tree. I get confused. Not the Olive Tree, the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to end the week talking about Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, the Pilgrim Society, Skull and Bones, secret societies. Xi Jinping, I'm going to begin with this. Xi Jinping was, he and his father, they were imprisoned by Mao Zedong. They were tortured, I believe, to a great degree, and were put in a labor force, hard labor. And Xi Jinping has learned lessons. He learned lessons from Mao. And what I mean by this is, as I had stated yesterday on yesterday's program, I began to get into how Mao was put in place by the Rockefellers, by the Rothschilds in the mid to late 40s. The Rockefellers had business interests in China. When Japan invaded China in 1937, it interfered with the Rockefeller plans in China. Healthcare system, selling Rockefeller products, oil, kerosene lamps, and numerous things. He built ships to go up and down the rivers of China, taking kerosene fuel up and out of China, bringing back whatever was valuable. When Japan invaded, it interfered with Rockefeller and Rothschild interest in China. So Japan became a problem. At one time, Japan and the West were working together in Asia. And I believe it was Chiang Kai-shek. Or, nope, it wasn't Chiang Kai-shek. He was out of, I have to go back to my notes. It'll take me a second to get to that. No, Japan, Hirohito. They betrayed Hirohito out of Japan. Why? Because the Rockefellers could not allow Japan to take over mainland China and to be victorious in southwest and southern along the coast China, because it interferes with the Rockefeller profitability and the Rockefellers, Rothschilds. Well, it just so happens that because Japan is an island, they need Western oil, energy, once Japan was betrayed, they began a campaign in Asia, which eventually leads us to Pearl Harbor. And before Pearl Harbor took place, before that bombing, the American military, and they dispute it, and many of the government blind patriots dispute that American military had broken the Japanese code. They had broken it. Henry Kissinger admitted to it. Now, if Henry admits to it, which is a very rare thing, then you better really consider that we did break that code. The Rockefellers in this country needed a war with Japan because the Rockefellers had long-term objectives with China. And those objectives were eventually began to be realized in the 70s. But they were already working on plan with China. They had a labor force, and the Rockefellers had things that they wanted to take to market. They wanted to control shipping, transportation, delivery of goods to this country. They wanted to destroy American manufacturing, textiles, industry. Everything got shipped to China, steel mills. China was going to be, in the Rockefeller plan, going to be the nation eventually that would be the head of the global government. America, I believe, as my studying, had to have war with Japan because China was in the Rockefeller strategies in the future. And this is why Mao was educated at Yale University in China. Yale, China is what they call it. Yale University, he was educated there. He was controlled by the West. Now, Xi Jinping realizes what happened. And Xi Jinping, I will say it this way, the only way I can phrase it. He is a communist purist. He's more pure in his communism and the knowledge and understanding of what communism is than Mao. Mao was just brutal. Xi is more intelligent, but just as brutal. We'll be back in a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood.
You see, it's in the blood. It's a family affair. Some of the family members, they burn, but the others become world leaders. The Rockefellers. The Rockefellers in China, starting in the 1870s, 80s, selling kerosene to the Chinese, selling them kerosene lamps, providing oil, building vessels to take oil up the rivers and then bring goods out. It's a family affair. And Xi Jinping understands all of this. He understands what the American West, the West, China, I'm sorry, not China, England, America, has been doing to China for two centuries. Xi Jinping is a patriot. He's a communist patriot. He sees how Mao was used by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. And he's not having it. This time it's done. Xi Jinping, people may believe that he is controlled by the West. I guarantee you this man is not controlled by the West. Donald Trump, using sanctions to stop China and to hinder China in its move. You see, the Rockefellers thought that they could control China for the next 100, 200 years. No. Xi Jinping, being a prisoner, being tortured with his father, Mao did this. When Xi Jinping was in prison, he became a hardened communist, a purist, so to speak. You have these people that are vegan or health food, but eventually you get the purists who will eat nothing, no animal products at all. Not cheese, anything. They are strictly veggies. This is Xi Jinping's communist philosophy. The United States is not going to continue, and the West is not going to continue to influence present-day China. Xi Jinping, he has a single objective: to take over the world. And he doesn't need the Rockefeller Foundation. He doesn't need American education. He doesn't need anything. Right now, he doesn't need American oil. China is already has made a plan to find the nations that it can work with economically, with metals, anything that China needs. She's working out a plan already with nations internationally to be able to work with them apart from the petrodollar, apart from America. And China has a big market. America is not the only market China has. China is still trying to work out negotiating with the European nations in the Middle East, in Africa, from the tip to the top, in South America, Central America, Mexico. China does not need the Five Eyes countries. China has enough for everybody, and the people and the nations and the other nations that are, you might say, that are not so pro-America, they're willing to buy goods from China. So he's a communist purist. He's a, like, again, I say he's a Chinese patriot, which is a communist in principle and in philosophy, but in practice, he's going to be more brutal than Chairman Mao. After studying these 2 centuries of world abuse, of the world abusing China, especially the West, being drugged by the opium of the West, controlled by the British for 100+ years, then also being victim to the Boston drug and slave trade cartel in the 1800s, the Rockefeller and the Rockefeller Foundation. Also, China, Xi Jinping is fully aware of what the West did to the other nations in Asia. Fully aware of what happened with Vietnam, why Vietnam took place. Korea, what the 100 years plus ago in the Philippines, with all the drug trade, slave trade. Xi Jinping, just like Vladimir Putin, has seen what the West has done to his country, to his people, and it's over. It's over. Xi Jinping is not going to be controlled by the United States of America, by Joe Biden, by the Clintons, by the Rockefellers. What happened in, what began in China in the late 1800s, the Rockefeller Foundation. These Rockefellers, this foundation, these people, their objective as a family was not to just own New York City, not just to be wealthy, to be rich, not to own the politicians in Washington, D.C., to help put presidents in power, in place, to take presidents out, like Abraham Lincoln, like John F. Kennedy, like Dick Nixon, didn't assassinate Dick, but they took him out. Dick Nixon was going to interfere with Rockefeller's plan to industrialize China because of the cheap labor and deindustrialize the United States of America, which did come to pass. And Dick Nixon was going to be involved. Dick Nixon wasn't going to go along with the plan. They had to remove him. And they did. Then with John Kennedy. And with, more recently, Donald Trump. This family did put presidents, the Rockefellers did have people, family members that were presidents. There was one family member that was a president, Bill Clinton. His mother was a Rockefeller. And then they almost got in Hillary, whose father is a Rockefeller. History doesn't have to make sense. It needs to make sense, but a lot of times it doesn't. You know, like, it's a family affair. You keep everything in the hands of the family. Like the Rothschilds, they set the example, the Rockefellers. And when the families die, when they're gone, they have the foundation. And in the foundation, they have all of the, you have documented the vision of the Clinton Foundation, of the Rockefellers Foundation, Ford, Carnegie. They have the vision on print. And the people that work for these foundations, they know their plans, they know their objectives, they know how to carry these plans and objectives out. So we plundered China during the Clinton years. Russia was plundered by the Clintons. Vladimir Putin The world is deceived. Christ said it would be. But he told his people, don't be deceived. And he basically stated to the people that would read the Bible, don't be deceived. The method that is being used to deceive the nations is the media. And the media, these people are deceived willingly, knowingly, and they accept it. They have no conscience. They don't care. The end justifies the means. If millions of people, billions of people die, just as long as the plan, they follow through on the plan. The only way you can really see the truth about matters, one very important point, Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy in the Bible is accurate. It tells you exactly what is to come. And what is coming, like I state, Christ is coming in about 10 years. And when he comes, there's not going to be any Operation Paperclips in any nation of the world. Operation Paperclip, thousands and thousands of Nazi war criminals escape prosecution and murder and death. But when Christ comes, there will be no Operation Paperclip. There'll be no place for them to hide. They're going to build holes in the ground called dens or underground facilities. And like rats, they're going to go into these dens. And once they go into those dens, into those little cities, according to the Bible, once they go in, they're never going to come out. And eventually, though they're down deep in the earth, they're going to know what's happening in the heavens, and they're going to know the prophecies that are going to be fulfilled on the surface of the earth. And these people are going to cry out and beg the rocks, the ceilings of these dens, these caves, to fall on them, to hide them from the face of God who's coming to judge them. There's not going to be any Operation Paperclip. No way. They escaped in World War II throughout the centuries. They're not going to escape when Christ comes. They will be gathered. They will be punished. The wicked, there will be a day when the wicked, their rule on this earth is over. And no foundation. The foundations are what's going to control the dynasties once the people die, like David and Nelson and Lawrence. These people have died. Their foundations continue. They're kind of, you might say, it goes to an AI program. And through the AI program or these foundations, the laws, the plans continue long after these people are dead. Well, those plans are going to cease. And their control of money and wealth is going to end. And the thing is, what I'm telling you, presenting to you, I'm telling you, they know it. This is why there's a campaign internationally to destroy God. To destroy God, you have to destroy Russia, because Russia has become a God-fearing nation. They've already destroyed America, a God-fearing nation at one time. But the churches and the bulk of American, quote-quote, Christians are totally deceived. They are not engaged in any spiritual activity with the God who gave them eternal life. And they are deceived, and they believe that because we have a constitution, we're going to be protected. False. False. It's a dream. At one time it did protect us, but no longer. We'll continue in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Sunday, 9 to 12, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling? Just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
This is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise. The end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
The wicked think that they're going to rule forever. They have a plan. But the thing is, with the wicked, the vision that Satan has given them is coming to an end. They realize they cannot see really beyond 2030. And what they're seeing beyond 2030 is exactly what I told you in the first half of the program. What they are seeing in the future, after 2030, is the return of Christ. I'm telling you, that's what they see. They are desperate. They only have 10 years to overthrow God and His eternal kingdom. And the last 3-4 years, if they cannot destroy the plan of God, then they're going to destroy the earth. At the very end, just before Christ returns, God is going to begin the great judgments on them, and they're going to go underground like rats going into the earth, and it's going to be in that earth where they're going to never see the light of day again. From that place, they only go down deeper. They go into the fires of Gehenna, into Tophet, into Sheol. They don't want to hear it, but they do not have any vision. I'm telling you, their vision after 2030 is the return of Jesus Christ. They know it, but they won't tell you. They won't tell you that God's prophecies in the Bible are real, are true. They come to pass always without fail. They won't tell you that. Xi Jinping, this pure communism that he's bringing into China, he plans to spread all over the world. And just here in the last 2 days, Xi Jinping got together with the Asian sisters at an Asian sisters get-together. And he is giving the Asian sisters direction on what's coming. He's telling them that the West is not going to be able... Well, he's saying that the West is not going to be successful in taking China out. And that is true. The West will not take out China. China has a destiny also, just like with Russia. China's destiny is Megiddo. And Xi Jinping, just this week, or a couple of days ago in the last 48 hours, once again mentioned to the Asian sisters, One Belt, One Road. One Belt, One Road means all of the avenues that China is going to have via water, the air, like ships on the ocean, aircraft flying, nation to nation, and the One Belt Road superhighway going into the Middle East. He was discussing that once again. Xi Jinping has a plan. The West isn't going to interfere. The new global reset is not going... It's going to affect them, but it's not going to destroy them. They're going to continue. They have a way to work through it. We may not in the West, but they will in the Asian nations. This is why China, it's vital that China take over the South China Sea. She will take over the South China Sea. Even with the U.S. military, the only real... I'm going to give you insight into the future. Not because I am predicting this. I see it in the Bible. And what I present, I try to present out of the Bible. I don't have any vision in a sense of my own, other than what I need, the insight I need for my life to close out these golden years of my life. I just need about another 10 years, decade. That's it. And another 10 years after that, it's over. I'm done. This world is evil enough. But give me another 10 years, roughly. And that's about all the world is going to get to, about 10 years. The globalist plan for 2030, they don't see anything beyond that. So what they will do at the end of 2030 is they'll just destroy the whole world. They'll try to destroy the whole world. They won't. The world is forever, according to what... Solomon said in the Bible. No, David, King David said that. The world is for always. But this is the last, I believe this is the last decade. Because I see what the Bible says. We have started the final wars that will never cease. And this isn't like the 20-year war of Afghanistan or the war in Iraq. 1 and 2. No. This is different with what has happened in the Ukraine, in the black hole. Zelensky is a sociopath, psychopath. He's a murderer. He is a puppet of the United States CIA. Without the CIA of this government, Zelensky would not be in power. Without the intelligence agency and the Praetorian Guard of Barack Obama in this country, it's not Joe Biden's Praetorian Guard. This is not his military. NATO, he's not directing NATO. Joe Biden is just an imposter. He's being directed by someone behind the curtain. And if you really look at who had the power when he left office, Obama, and how he retained that power while Trump was in office through senior executive service, through the agencies involved with continuity of government, through Pilgrim Society New York, Pilgrim Society in London, the globalist plan of Schwab, George Soros. Soros put Barack in a position to use him, with continued direction from Henry Kissinger. This man, Donald Trump, to play the game, to play this fantastic game that Donald Trump played for 4 years, hate him, love him, whatever. He did what was impossible because he had the hand of God upon him, and the globalists, the Satanists knew it, but the American people cannot see what I just presented. Rick Rodriguez will be back in just a few minutes.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right. An insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
God of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
I'll take you to burn. Fire. I'll take you to learn. I'll see you burn.
I wanted to leave the program today on a positive note, so I wanted to play that. The positive note is, in the book of Job, I'll read this verse to you again, that the world will be turned over to the wicked in the time in which we live. But it is not saying the wicked will do everything that they want to do and accomplish everything they want to accomplish. It just says it will be turned into their hand. But the thing is this, God is going to laugh at them, interfere with their plans, mock them, frustrate them, put terror in their hearts, fear, because though they have a perfect plan, it is not going to be perfect because it's going to be frustrated through the whole process. Antichrist, people believe that Antichrist is going to just be able to do what he wants to do. Well, he's going to do his evil marvelously in a marvelous way. But at the same time, it does say that he's frustrated because he wants to do more and will not be allowed to do everything that he would like to do. Antichrist is an individual person as well as the false prophet that works with him. This is not something like two nations or just a thought. No. Real person that's going to command and demand the world worship him, take the number of his name, and take a mark. You take the mark, you'll be part of his military. You worship him, you'll be part of his religion. And you don't take the number, you don't buy and you don't sell. But basically, in the Western world, like I said earlier, China is going to have a way, and the Asian sisters are going to have a way to continue to go forward to prepare for their long march down the Silk Road, the One Belt Road, to Megiddo, to Armageddon. And during that time of Armageddon, it won't just be an isolated area just up in northern Israel. No, there's going to be warfare from Megiddo down south to southern Israel along the east side of their border. It's going to be about a battle that's going to be about maybe 100 miles plus long. It's going to start in the south and move east of Jerusalem, and then eventually end up in Megiddo. So it's a very fascinating study of what happens with that battle. Now, I had notes, which I should get to, and I haven't touched them, because I got caught on Xi Jinping when I realized, as I've been studying this man, he learned the lesson from the Rockefellers and what they did with Mao, from the Rothschilds and how they used Mao, through the 50s and the 60s, working out deals with China to eventually give China the opportunity to be a manufacturing base and control China that way. Well, guess what? The Xi Jinping and the others, leaders just before him, they had already begun to plan to be free, to get their passport to freedom from the West, from England, from America, and they have it. They have it now. And the reason they were able to really make strides here in the last year is because of, especially the last 2 months, was because of Russia. They knew Russia wasn't going to go along with any plans in the Ukraine. They've been waiting for Russia to make her move to eliminate her enemies in Ukraine. Russia made their move. China's making their move too. Their eyes now are more focused on Taiwan. They get Taiwan, they get the South China Sea. Next, their focus is going to be on South Korea and Vietnam. down the coast, up the coast. Then their eyes will be on Japan. Japan's going to be a tough nut to crack, but I got a feeling that somewhere along the line, Japan is either going to go along with the Asian sisters in a plan against the West, or else I don't know what will happen to Japan. The Philippines, those other nations, I don't know what's going to happen to India. India, I think at some point, is going to be betrayed by the United States. India may also, I know her armies are going to go to the Middle East, or are going to go to Armageddon. India will be there also, her armies. All of the Islamic military, all the Islamic Islam, all the men will be in Armageddon. The Western armies of Canada, America, all of European armies, they will also be there. All the armies of the world are going to go to, I think that river of blood is 5 feet high, 4+ feet, 4'10", 5 foot high. I think it was 180 miles long. That is how long that river of blood is going to be. And the birds are commanded to come and eat and fill their bellies. Rick Rodriguez will be back in just a few minutes to finish up for this week. The Present Truth.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
We're finishing out the Thursday program, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Podcasts for these programs, programs through the week, hosts on the weekend, podcasts, they're archived on 1360khnc.com. I'll just finish out with a few things here. Zelensky is waiting for deliveries of heavy military hardware from Western powers. So, without the West, without NATO, Europe, and America. The man is history. Turkey is upset because the United States is continuing to send munitions to the Ukraine, because it's going to prolong the war. Turkey's had it. And then China is stating that because of America's appetite for uncontrolled expansion internationally, it's just a vicious cycle of wicked U.S. behavior on the world stage. And China is getting a little, is much more bold. And China said it's like the United States is like Lord Voldemort is destroying international order. And China, another gentleman states that China doesn't have any illusion and is preparing for war with the United States. This is biblical. China has no illusions and is preparing for war with the United States. China is well aware of the Ukraine provocation of the West against Russia and what is being also directed at the same time toward Beijing. The National Defense Strategy of the Pentagon, in this article, no wars in Eastern Europe should distract from the main threat. This is what our National Defense Strategy said here at the Pentagon. The main threat is the Pacific Ocean. The Ukraine story is linked with the real struggle, but the real threat is China. This is true. Russia is a threat, but even militarily without nuclear weapons, Russia doesn't have a chance against China. If any this conflict were to take place on a battlefield, it would be over. Without nukes, that's the only strategy Russia really has against China, nuclear power. The way that America is going to control China in the future, one strategy, and I wanted to talk about it this week. I never did get around to it. Whether military, whether warfare 2025, 2030, 2045, which forget about 2045, the children of the devil know that by that time they will already be in their eternal resting place, which is about, I don't know how many degrees hot. The children of the devil, even the prophets in the occult world, will tell you that they really cannot see what's happening beyond 2030 into 2031, 32. They can't see it. Why? Because there's no vision for them coming from the devil, because the devil knows it's useless. The war is already over before it begun, but we now have to go through all the steps. That's it for this week. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Join me next week, Monday through Thursday at 2 o'clock. Have a wonderful weekend.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Love.